Welcome, listeners. Are you ready for something unique? An old-time radio story that is actually an old favorite of mine. That's right. I wanted to share something with you that I personally love. Now, I really love the characters in this story and the plot itself. It always manages to draw me in. And I can tell you, I've heard this story so many times. And each time, I enjoy it like it's the first. So yes, a personal favorite of mine. Its title is Battle of the Magicians. Don't let the name fool you. It is a great story with brilliant old school acting. Before we sink our teeth into today's episode, it's still Mortis Media Week. So if you enjoy narrations that get under your skin and the chance to hear from narrators from all over the place, visit Mortis Media, M-O-R-T-I-S, Media, on YouTube, and you'll find your fix there. He covers all stories creepy and scary, worth checking out. Now, ladies and gentlemen, grab your hot beverage, turn off the lights, and get ready for the macabre.
But Mr. Saladin, is it true?
True? What makes the thing true, Irene? Because you believe in it, or because a million others believe in it, or... I can tell you this. The Penal Code of Haiti contains a section promising death to any who create zombies. And if the sober lawmakers of the country believe enough of it to put it into their books of law, well, then...
But it's impossible to raise the dead, Mr. Saladin.
Impossible? I wonder. The folklore of every country is full of tales of bringing the dead back to life. Bringing them back to serve the living. There are tales of vampires, ghosts, werewolves.
But they're superstitions. Surely you don't...
Who am I, my dear Irene, to say where truth ends and superstition begins?
I'd like to know some more about zombies.
I've told you all that is known of them. How they are living, yet not living, dead. How they are summoned from the grave by the black magic of some sorcerer. How they must do his bidding until he wearies of them.
But must these poor dead people... Well, I mean, isn't there ever any rest for them? Can't they...
Can they not die again? Yes, there is a way. Zombies eat, you know, even as human beings do. But only when they are fed. They will not seek food for themselves. And if they eat salt, if anything containing salt so much as passes a zombie's lips... Then he must return forthwith to his grave.
Oh, but Mr. Saladin...
That's the tale, Irene. I do not make it up.
But...
Look you, these creatures of the darkness, these unholy beings of superstition, they must obey laws. Nature has its laws, so there are laws of the supernatural. Immutable laws that all its creatures must obey, even as we creatures of nature must obey ours. You speak of superstition.
But superstition is just belief.
Huh? It is so. But we have been taught only in recent years to believe in certain things that science has learned. The germ theory of disease, for example.
But that's true, Mr. Saladin.
Perhaps, yes. I do not deny it. There's ample proof. There's also ample proof of the existence of supernatural beings, if one will take the trouble to look for it.
Not proof.
Proof, indeed. But, It appears we have a visitor, Irene.
Yes, sir. I'll see who it is, Mr. Saladin. Mr. Joseph Warner, president of Acme Airlines, Mr. Saladin.
So? Show him in then, please.
Yes, sir. Mr. Saladin will see you, Mr. Warner.
Thank you.
Good morning to you, Mr. Warner.
Yes, Aladdin?
Saladin, yes.
You're some kind of detective.
Some people have been, shall I say, kind enough to describe me as an investigator.
I hear that you're good.
Thank you. Won't you sit down? And so you have come to consult me about the recent wrecks of your airplanes, Mr. Warner.
How did you... Oh, yes, the newspapers, of course. Well, that's right, Mr. Saladin.
So?
You read about that one yesterday?
Yes.
14 killed, including the crew of 3. Absolutely no explanation for it.
Except what you know, Mr. Warner.
What?
I said, except what you know about it.
What do you mean?
You would not have come to me, Mr. Warner, unless... Well, suppose you explain.
I'd like to know how you knew that.
It is my business, sir. Yes, Irene?
The window washer, Mr. Saladin. Can he come through your office?
Very well. One moment, Mr. Warner.
Excuse us, please. I gotta get the window washed.
That is a job I would not like very well, I'm afraid, Mr. Warner. But to your business. You, received a warning, hmm?
Yes, I received it. How did you know that?
I have some knowledge of the ways in which Dr. Ehrlich works, Mr. Warner.
Ehrlich? That's the name.
I was rather certain. You may read the letter. It was a letter, I assume.
Yes. There were two of them. The first one a week ago. It said, this Dr. Ehrlich had need of $100,000, and the letter warned if I didn't come across, one of our ships would be wrecked.
And you assume this was what does one say, a crank letter, and did nothing about it?
That's right. We get a lot of fool letters.
And because you took that attitude, 14 people are dead. Horribly dead.
Yes.
You said there were two letters.
Yes, here's the other one.
Mm-hmm. Today, the tornado. Take warning. And Alec's signature. The tornado was the name of the airplane that crashed.
Yes, John Elliott was piloting it. The oldest, safest pilot on the line. I can't understand it.
I can, Mr. Warner.
You can.
Tell me, when did you receive this letter?
About 5 minutes before the flash came that the tornado had crashed.
He timed it very well.
Yes, I...
Did you make any effort to trace this letter?
No, why? Well, there was so much excitement around the office,
Of course. And so what do you wish me to do?
I haven't given this to the police, Mr. Saladin. Well, the publicity, you know. People would think it's easy to smash one of our airliners. You understand?
Yes. You wish me to find Alec, to...
What you do with him, Mr. Saladin, is no concern of mine, provided no more such things occur.
Mr. Warner, I know Alec of old. His life is forfeit 1,000 times over. But he... You yourselves have an old proverb. First catch your rabbit.
You catch him, Saladin. It'll be worth your while.
Yes. Yes, it will be very much worth my while, my friend.
Can you get to work at once, Mr. Saladin? Well, you can understand. We're, upset.
I understand. I promise nothing, Mr. Warner. Except that I will try. No man may do more.
Oh, that's all that I can ask. You'll go after him, then?
It is agreed.
Good. You, have a cigar? What's this?
Let me see that. Let me see it.
How the devil did that get in my pocket?
Huh. Read it yourself, Mr. Warner.
Oh, yes, sir. You have been very foolish to go to Saladin. Now your fate is sealed. I will destroy your airplanes one by one. And when the time comes, yourself. I have fought with Saladin before, he well knows. This time is the last, Eric.
So, my friend, you have brought upon yourself.
He knows. How could he?
Down on the floor, quick! Score one for Saladin, I think.
But what
our delightful friend, the window washer. I just caught sight of... Let us see what has happened.
Good Lord, Saladin, do you think of it?
A crowd gathers in the street below. Morbid gazers on sudden death.
O'clock, Mr. Saladin.
Thank you, Irene. If you are ready.
You won't hurt me, Mr. Saladin.
I give you my word, Irene.
I'm afraid.
You need have no fear. No harm can come to you while I live.
I do want to help you, Mr. Saladin. Only
listen to me one moment, Irene. Of 50 girls who applied for this position, I selected you. I've not told you why.
No, I never could understand.
It was for one reason, Irene. You have the little, oh so very little, psychic spark that is lacking in all the other ones who came. You do not know it yourself, but Saladin knows. I must use you, but I shall not unless you consent wholeheartedly.
I'll do it, Mr. Saladin. I trust you.
You will not lose by it, my child. Look, then, we have a little time. Sit here. Sit comfortably. So, now we begin. Look into the crystal. Look deep into it, my child. Say over and over to yourself. Erlich. Erlich. Erlich.
Erlich. Erlich. Erlich. Erlich.
Go and seek Erlich. Out the soul of Erlich the magician while Erlich. He sleeps.
Erlich.
Go and find him, Irene.
Erlich.
Find Erlich. Find Erlich. Search deep in the crystal globe. Erlich.
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 Who Erlich. Calls Erlich.
Erlich? It is I, Saladin, that calls Erlich.
What do you want, Saladin?
You will tell me where I shall find you, Erlich.
No. I shall not.
You will tell Erlich?
No.
I am master of your soul that wanders now while your body sleeps, Erlich. You will tell me where to find you.
I will not.
Tell me?
No. No.
Tell me.
In the tower. In the tower. I will not tell more.
You will, Erlich. Tell me.
In the tower. The highest tower of all.
And where is it, this tower?
I will not tell more. I will not.
Tell, Erlich.
I will not. I will not tell.
I say you shall, Erlich.
I will not tell. Beware. Your power wanes now, Saladin.
Be sure you will not remember what you have told Erlich when you awake.
I will remember.
By the five names I commanded, Erlich, you will not remember.
I will not remember.
Erlich. Erlich. Erlich.
Awake now, Irene. Awake, Erlich. Irene. Awake.
Are you all ready now, Mr. Saladin?
Just sit quietly and rest, my child. So, Erlich, I think perhaps we shall have a little talk together.
Hello, LeBlanc in Trip 5. Radio check, please.
KCT to LeBlanc in Trip 5 on the line. Okay.
LeBlanc to KCT. How are you, Shorty?
KCT to LeBlanc. Okay, Frenchie. Who's your pilot today?
LeBlanc to KCT. I do not know yet. Charlie Butler is sick all of a sudden. That is what I wait for.
KCT to LeBlanc. Better see your records straight before you take off, Frenchie.
LeBlanc to KCT. That is not my business, Shorty, my friend. I am just co-pilot. I pull up the landing gear, sometimes land. I just go along for the ride.
KCT to LeBlanc. Okay, Frenchie. Jazz your motors when your pilot's ready. I'll check you off. That's all, KCT.
Are you the co-pilot on this trip?
You scare me a little bit. Yes, sir. You are pilot?
I am the pilot. Yes. We are ready to take off.
We are ready long time. Your papers are all right?
The manifest is all right. Yes.
I am Frenchie LeBlanc.
Yes.
Where?
PCT to LeBlanc on the line. Okay to take off. Ceiling unlimited. Visibility unlimited. Temperature 44. Dew point 28. Barometer 29-90. Okay to take off. KCT to LeBlanc. Bye.
LeBlanc to KCT. Merci, Shorty. I see you Thursday. LeBlanc to KCT. Bye.
Happy landings, Frenchie.
Pardonnez-moi, monsieur. You want to take off, eh?
I will take off. Yes.
Oui, oui. Voilà.
Up gear.
Up gear, sir.
You have checked everything, LeBlanc.
Oui, I have checked everything. We are all right. Just long buggy ride. 10 passengers, mail, express.
Right.
How you like this plane, huh?
All right.
Excuse me, I do not think I catch your name, please.
My name is Ott. Edward Ott.
I am pleased to meet you, Monsieur Ott. You know what? I think I remember that name. There was a pilot named Ott that died 2 weeks ago on east end of the line.
Is that so?
Oui, it is so. He's a relative of you, Monsieur Ott?
No, he is not relative.
So? You like me to fly her a little while?
No. I am pilot of this ship. I will do the flying.
Ça va, monsieur.
So, you did find me after all, Saladin. The very clever Saladin. Well, I think this time the very clever Saladin has had his last adventure, no?
I do not believe you will win, Alec.
No? I do, my dear enemy. I have not time now to find out you learned where my laboratory is. But there is time enough for that.
It is simple enough, Ellie. You talked in your sleep, you see.
I remember now. I knew I had dreamed.
But I forbade you to remember, Ellie.
Yeah, well, one little victory. I've waited a long time for this, Saladin.
Yes, and failed a great many times.
I will not fail this time.
What is written is written. I should be interested in how you caused that airplane to crash yesterday, Alec.
Yes. It was so simple, Saladin. I am amazed at a man of your attainment.
I think I know.
Well, I shall show you very soon. You will not tell anyone about it, I think.
I wonder.
They said there was no clue to the crash, Saladin.
Yes?
Would you like to know how?
I think I know.
Oh? Well,
you too know something of black magic?
I know a great deal of black magic, my friend. Shall I show you? Are you afraid of snakes, Saladin?
No, Ellie.
Let us see. This bit of paper. Twist it. So. And you see it is but paper, Saladin. But now, look at it.
A cobra. You are clever, Alec. But look now. Harmless paper again. I am not entirely powerless, Alec, even though my hands are bound.
How did you? I thought that only one man in the world...
Perhaps I am the man, Alec. Look the paper closely again.
I fear I underestimate.
You see? It really is a snake, Alec.
Curse you! I'll have your heart for that.
Perhaps. But perhaps you had better get to your zombies again.
Zombies? How did you know?
It is possible that I read your mind, Alec.
So. Well, you have guessed it. I told that fool Warner that I would smash every one of his planes. Now, even now, he is about to lose another.
So? And how do you propose to do it, may I ask?
Read my mind. Sanity.
You challenge me?
Yes.
Very well, then.
I read this. A living dead man is at the controls of the ship you intend to destroy. I do not know how you propose to control him.
Ah, radio. So he is to crash the ship full of passengers near an airport where all can see. I wonder...
Saladin, until now I have regarded you as a meddler. A man foolishly staking his life against great odds. I am not so sure of the odds now. Saladin, you and I...
No, Alec. Between you and me, there can be nothing but enmity. We are set apart to fight one another forever.
Between us, we could rule the world. Tomorrow, Saladin.
No, between us, there is always war.
Well, so be it, then. But look for no mercy from me. I will kill you as I would a rat, Saladin.
Agreed, if you can.
LeBlanc in 25. LeBlanc in 25. To Chicago. Special weather report, please. LeBlanc in 5. Bye for Chicago.
So, the first contact.
That is the ship, then?
That is the ship, yeah.
That did not sound like the voice of a zombie, Eric.
No. That is Miller, the co-pilot. He does the bidding of my dead man.
So?
And now... A little drama begins. Will you listen?
It is your drama. Now.
Quite so, my friend. I must get to work.
Alec, calling pilot up in trip 5, Acme Airlines. Alec, calling pilot up in trip 5, Acme Airlines.
Out in trip 5. I hear you.
Give your position.
5 miles southeast of Chicago.
Good. You will do as I tell you.
I will do as you tell me. Who is speaking, please? What is enough from you? Be silent.
Yes, sir, but...
You are under pilot out's orders, LeBlanc. You will do as you are told.
Oh, are you sacrilege?
Be silent.
Yes, sir, but... Yes, sir.
Now up. When you arrive above the Chicago airport, you are to circle the field 3 times full motor.
I am to circle the field 3 times full motor.
And then when I give the word, you are to climb to 2,000 feet.
I am to climb to 2,000 feet.
And then I will tell you when.
You will tell me when.
And you will dive the ship full motor into the ground in the center of the field.
I will dive the ship full motor into the center of the field.
That is all.
I know. Who is it that makes the...
Silence him.
Oh.
You have thought of everything, Eric.
Yes, this pilot, he died 2 weeks ago. I secured his body.
You add grave robbery to your other crimes.
But of course, I must have one that was a pilot. And he obeys without question, you see.
So far, yes. But you have not won yet.
I am close enough, Saladin.
I wonder.
Up! Report your position.
Southwest of Chicago Airport. I can see the field.
Good. You are ready?
I am ready.
Your co-pilot?
He is here. He will not interfere.
Report when you are over the field.
I will report when I am over the field.
Alec, what would you do if I told your zombie what to do?
Hot. You are to obey only Alec's commands.
I will obey only Alec's commands.
Do you mind if I talk to him?
Go ahead and try.
LeBlanc. LeBlanc.
Who calls?
Do you hear me, LeBlanc?
I hear you.
Est-ce que vous avez un morceau de serre?
De serre, monsieur?
De serre, oui.
Peut-être, monsieur, mais pourquoi?
Stop. What did you say to him, Saladin?
Why? You do not speak French, then, Ellie?
I... Of course. Certainly.
Then you know that I asked him merely if there was anything he could do. And he replied that he could not.
Of course. But why did you...
I'm afraid that you are about to win, Alec.
You admit it, then.
I am sorry.
It is too late now. It is too late, Saladin. I offered to join forces with you once. But now,
I am the master.
Hot reporting. I am over Chicago Airport now.
Good. Begin your circle.
I will begin my circles.
Now, friend Saladin, we shall see. Perhaps we shall even hear the scream. The dying screams of the passengers in this doomed ship. It is a wonderful invention, this radio. True magic.
Yes, it is true magic.
You will tell me when you are ready, Eric.
I will tell you. Make your circle.
I am making a circle.
Do they see you on the field below?
Many people are coming out to watch.
Good. We will give them a show.
We will give them a show.
Leblanc.
Oui, monsieur.
You may speak to him as you wish, Saladin. It is too late now, and he is powerless.
Yes, I am afraid so, but... Leblanc, avez-vous des serres?
Oui, monsieur. Il y a des petits gras ici de mon déjeuner, mais pourquoi...
Écoutez, le pilote, c'est un loup-garou.
Ah, c'est vrai, monsieur, mais...
Écoutez, va-t-il le serre sur ses lèvres? Dans sa bouche, comprenez? Vitement.
There is nothing you can do, Leblanc.
Hutt, are you ready?
I am ready.
Vitement. Vitement, Leblanc.
Here, Mr. Hutt, taste a little of the salt.
Salt? What have you...
Listen.
Take over, Mr. Leblanc. What? I take over. My work is done.
Hutt! Hutt, come back. Come back, I say.
No. My work for you is done. I go now. I go home.
Come back, I say.
Monsieur, I was just in time, monsieur.
So, you did it, eh, Saladin?
I did it, yes.
So, well, you have beaten me again. But this time...
It is late, Eric.
You think so? You do not know Eric.
I know that...
Eric is very
poor. You will not
think of Eric.
You are too late, gentlemen. I doubt that even Eric could survive a 40-story fall.
Monsieur, where are you, monsieur? Where are you?
I am here, Leblanc. What happened?
Monsieur, when I did put the sword at his lips, as you tell me of what he did say to me... Take over.
Yes, we heard him. Is the plane all right?
It is under control. I am circling.
Where is off? Where is the pilot?
I do not know. He left his seat and went up. A moment. Something is the fry.
Leblanc, what is it?
It is the cabin door. Someone has opened it.
Leblanc, what happened?
Monsieur Hart, the pilot, he jumped out. He is falling. He is going to land on the long runway.
Leblanc. Is your plane still all right?
Yes. I am all right. But I cannot land now. You understand. I will circle until I can take the control tower.
Of course, Leblanc. What is happening on the field?
People are running out toward the... Oh, okay, I...
Quick, Leblanc. What is it?
I do not believe what my eyes see. That broken dead body on the runway. Every bone in it must be smashed, but...
Yes, Leblanc. What is it?
That body, monsieur. It is crawling toward the cemetery that stands beside the field.
All right. You can turn them on now.
You have just heard Lights Out. This was the fourth in the series of revivals of the best stories of this famous series. In tonight's cast, you heard Everett Clark as Saladin, Tony Parrish as Alec, Meg Hahn as Irene, Duke Watson as Mr. Werner, Boris Aplon as Ott, Nathan Davis as LeBlanc, and Ernest Andrews as the radio operator. India is the setting of our story next Saturday night. You'll hear how a British sahib, wise in the ways of the Orient, wreaks a terrible revenge on a Chicago gangster who has wronged him. Of course, if you don't want to be scared stiff, you can always listen to something else. But if you're around about this time next Saturday night, tune in. Lights Out is produced and directed by Albert Cruz. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Well, what do you all think? I've been getting really good feedback from these stories via email and on the podcast itself. So I'll throw these stories in every now and then just to spice it up. If anyone has any suggestions, let me know and I can include it in the lineup. There is something unusually unique about these old-time radio shows, really. I just love the passion these voice actors deliver in their lines, the Foley sounds, and the love of storytelling. It oozes talent, and it reminds me of what quality is, and a time gone by. As usual, I'll do my best to master it, make it sound better, when possible, and as always, I want to add value to what I share with my listeners. And just so you know, tomorrow, I'll hopefully have a Let's Not Meet surprise ready for your awesome ears to listen to. And I'm working on another surprise this Friday, so stick with me then. And on those mysterious notes, it is that time. This is the place where stories live, and you tale-tellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night, and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And as always, till next time.